KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, it was week number three of high school football action around the area and state for that matter, and all games in 11-player action were non-district this past week on Friday, that is. 8-player games are now district contests. In the sports rundown from yesterday in high school football action, it was Atlantic over Clarinda in overtime, 21-20. Also, Red Oak beating Clark of Osceola 17-3. Trainer was a 33-7 winner over Shenandoah. Adair Casey downed Nottoway Valley 14-8 in overtime. That's Adair Casey Guthrie Center. Southwest Valley defeated West Central Valley 20-18. AHSTW was a 24-14 winner over Westwood. Lenox beat Seymour 55-8. Stanton was a 40-36 winner over Bedford. East Mills downed Griswold 51-22. It was Exira EHK over Audubon 34-28. Glidden Ralston beating Cam by a score of 40-24. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Bayard 42-35. In other action, Denison Schleswig was a 17-12 winner over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. Lewis Central beat Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln 59-7. Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic was a 19-0 winner over Hall Western Christian. ADM was a winner over Grinnell 15-12. Carlisle beat Creston Orient Maxburg 36-7. Glenwood skipped past Kemper Catholic 14-13. Also, it was winner set over North Polk Alleman 32-20. Green County defeating St. L 68-0. Otable Arthur BCIG was a 32-18 winner over Cherokee Washington. Another high school football scores from Friday. Mount Air beat Central Decatur 20-12. Interstate 35 was a 34-13 winner over Panorama. Mount Air beat Central Decatur 20-12. It was Van Meter over Madrid 53-0. West Monona beating MVAO COU 58-32. Missouri Valley was a 24-14 winner over Riverside. Also, East Sac County beat Ridgeview 34-26. Underwood was a 41-7 winner over Tri-Center. Pleasantville beat Earlham 20-17. Logan Magnolia was a 21-14 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert. Also, Lamoni at Murray, that was postponed Monday because of the soggy conditions down there. East Union beat Mormon Trail 38-0. Fremont Mills was a 68-0 winner over Clarinda Academy. And Sydney beat Essex South Page 62-24. Finally, in high school football action from around the area, it was Boyer Valley over West Harrison, 54-26. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their weekly volleyball rankings late Thursday. You can go to our sports page at kjan.com and click on the link to find the full ratings. The 66th meeting between Iowa and Iowa State is in Kinnick Stadium this afternoon, and the Hawkeyes will be looking for their fourth straight win in the Cy-Hawk series. Iowa is 1-0 after a win over Northern Illinois, while this will be the opener for the Cyclones, who had last week's game against South Dakota State canceled due to the weather. ISU coach Matt Campbell says it's been up to the veterans to try and negate that.
We lost some meaningful reps, and you can sit there and make those as excuses, but nobody cares. And, you know, the reality of it is we have to continue to grow and get better, just like any team does from week to week. But now you got to do it, and you got to do it against yourselves, and you got to continue to do it in practice.
Campbell says the key will be Iowa State's offensive line against a sound defensive front for the Hawkeyes.
I couldn't be more impressed. You even just go back through the last 2-3 years of this football team, and you know, when they've needed to make a play, when good things have had to happen, that defensive line has spearheaded things.
Campbell says Iowa's defensive line is talented and deep.
You're getting maybe one of the best defensive lines in the country, and they play hard, they're consistent, they're going to play as hard as they can for as long as they can, and it's really impressive. So I got a lot of respect for them. Again, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and guys that, they've got good depth on that defensive line. They rotate a lot of guys in, and all those guys are playing good football for them.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawks must find a way to slow down Iowa State running back David Montgomery. He tallied 112 yards on the ground in last year's shootout in Ames.
He's as good a back as you're going to face anywhere in the country. And it starts with my first thing about him. He's a tough, competitive guy, runs extremely hard. And I thought last year when it really counted, that's when he was at his best. He really, really kind of, I don't say carried the team, but he sure impacted the game in a really positive way.
While the Hawkeyes have a game under their belt, they have very little tape from this season to scout the Cyclones.
We've got a lot of film from a year ago with a lot of the prominent players that they have now playing. So, we'll use that film to try to study, and And conversely, they got to look at our guys and our new guys and all that type of thing. So, you know, I don't know if that's an edge or not. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you could argue it, I suppose.
And Ferentz says that Iowa State's rise has started with defense.
They're an 8-win ball club, won their bowl game. And I think a big part of that, and I'm sure Coach Campbell will tell you the same thing, is their defensive play. Pretty sure they're in the top 25. I think they're 21 points a game. And you think about that accomplishment in that conference, that's a high-scoring conference. It's very, very impressive. And, you know, we play different styles of defense, but I think the commonality is that these guys really play good team defense. They play hard, and they're really sound.
Iowa, by the way, leads the all-time series 43-22. You can catch the pregame for that classic rivalry this afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock here on KJAN with the kickoff at 4 from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa sophomore Luke Garza had surgery Friday to remove a benign cyst in his abdomen and is out indefinitely. Coach Fran McCaffrey says Garza's procedure went well. He says the Hawkeyes look forward to him rejoining the team this fall. Garza was one of the few standouts in a lost season for the Hawkeyes a year ago. The 6'11" Garza started 26 games and led the Hawkeyes in blocked shots with 32 points. He joined Jess Settles as the only freshman in school history to score 400 points and grab 200 rebounds. Iowa went 14-19 in 2017-18. The Hawkeyes opened their regular season on November the 8th at home against UMKC. Taking a look at some college football news. Number 16 TCU had to wait out a two-hour weather delay before thundering past SMU. Kevontae Turpin returned a punt 78 yards for a touchdown and added a 42-yard scoring grab as the Horned Frogs blasted the Mustangs 42-12. TCU turned over the ball on its first two possessions and trailed 9-0 before Turpin's punt return changed the momentum. The Mustangs had just 167 yards total offense after Braden West's 51-yard scoring run on the fifth play of the game. Lightning held up the start of the game, and the first half was played under a steady rain. Sports this hour brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.